Yoshua Perik Yud, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. We are continuing the wars against the southern kingdoms in Eretz Yisrael. Now that the five Amori kings are gone, all resistance has basically been quashed, except for self-defense of their own towns and cities, but that doesn't last long when the mighty Jewish military comes upon them and destroys them utterly. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Bayabor Yoshua B'chol Yisrael Imo Milivna Lachisha. And so Yoshua and the entire nation with him, all of Klal Yisrael, proceeded from Livna to Lachish, Lachisha towards Lachish, Vayichan Oleha, and he encamped there by Yilochemba, and he made war against it. Lamed Beis, Vayitein Hashem es Lachish biyad Yisrael, and so Hashem gave the city of Lachish into the hands of the Jews, Vayilkada bayom Hasheni. And he captured it, Yoshua captured it on the second day, Vayakehol of Yicharev. And they struck it with the sword, and all of the souls within it, just as they had done to Libna. Now, it's interesting that the Nach points out that it was the second day, because they rested between Livna and Lachish. The reason for that, most of the Mepharshim say, is that both Makeda and Lachish were conquered on the very same day that the sun had stood still, which was a Friday. And so, while the sun was still standing still and then proceeding on its natural course, they conquered two more cities. But then they took a break and rested for one day before coming back to Livna on the second, to Lachish on the second day. That's because the day they rested, the Barbanel says, was Shabbos. And they made their encampment over Shabbos, kept the Shabbos, and then attacked on Sunday. Lamed Gimel, Az Allahoram Melech Gezer Lazares Lachish. And so at that moment, these Canaanites, they never learned. The king of Gezer, whose name was Horam, decided that he was going to assist Lachish. Azara, remember, we said Ezra is an assistance of the other people who are doing the main job themselves. And Yoshua defeated him and his entire nation until not a single remnant was left. And so the Canaanites are learning a lesson. When Yoshua attacks you, you're gone. And when you try to help people Yoshua is attacking, you're going to be gone. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayavor Yehoshua v'chol Yisrael imo me Lachish Eglona. And so now Yehoshua and the entire nation with him, so they're really moving as a massive group on their way, continued from Lachish to Eglon. Some of the Mepharshim suggest that Eglon is towards Aza. So it's towards Mediterranean Gaza Strip down in the southwest. So they're proceeding further and further into the country. There are other people who say that it was about 2 miles east of Lachish, so they made kind of a U-turn. So Eglon is one of those two places. Vayachanu Aleha, and they encamped there. Vayilochamu Aleha, and then they waged war against Eglon as well. Vayilkaduha Bayomahu. And instead of what we had the day before on Shabbos, now they conquered it on that very day by Akuha Lefi Cherev, and they destroyed it. They smote it with the sword. The Ace Kol HaNefesh Asher Bo BaYomahu HaCherim, and all of the souls, all of the people who were in the city of Eglon, they destroyed, obliterated K'chol Asher Asa LaLachish, just the day is done to Lachish. So there is a fairly constant pattern being set here as the Jews just march onward. Lamed Vav, Vayal Yoshua v'chol Yisrael imo me'eglona chevrona v'ilochamu aleha. And now Yoshua and all the nation that were with him went up. And the reason that it says Vayal went up is because Chevron is in the mountains of Yehuda. Of course, Chevron is one of the most historic cities of the Jewish people, the city that Avraham had bought Maris HaMachpelah in Hebron to bury Sarah and all of the Zugos that are buried there. And so on their way up, it was at a higher elevation than Eglon, so they had to ascend up into the mountains to conquer it. And so to Hebron they went and made war against it. And so they conquered it and struck it with the sword and its king and all of its cities, it says. It suggests multiple cities. Ve'es kol ha'nefesh asher bo lo hishir sarid, and every person in it, not a single remnant was left over. K'chol asher asa le'eglon, just as he had done to Eglon in Yehoshua's case. Ve'achareim osa ve'es kol ha'nefesh asher bo, and he destroyed it and every person who was inside it. So the war effort is moving on steadily. And next time, we'll wrap up the battles of the South and the rest of Perek Yud.